Iraq's President Saddam Hussein today accused international weapons inspectors of carrying out intelligence work rather than searching for banned weapons. In an Army Day speech, he also said the United States is pushing the inspectors to be more aggressive in their searches. His remarks coincide with growing speculation about an Arab diplomatic initiative aimed at persuading him to relinquish power and go into exile. The Arab world hopes to avoid what many fear would be a destabilizing war. From Beirut, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
A group of prominent Arab writers and lawyers is planning to release a statement in the next few days, appealing to the Arab public to pressure Saddam Hussein to step down. Lebanese lawyer Shibli Malat is one of the statement's authors.
There are two ideas in the call: creating an atmosphere for his resignation, and two, the stationing of human rights monitors, either from the UN or from the Arab League across Iraq, to ensure that the transition is one which is peaceful.
Malat says the statement was inspired by a letter written to Saddam Hussein late last year by Lebanese publisher Ghassan Tweny. Entitled Resignation is More Honorable, the letter ran in Tweny's influential newspaper, An-Nahar. Ghassan Tweny.
My letter was addressed to him, but it was addressed to public opinion and to people in Iraq with the hope that they would read it, to bring him to resign, to prepare him to the moment where he should be forced to resign.
Tweny says the letter sparked an irate response from the Iraqi government, which accused him of serving Washington's agenda. In fact, says Tweny, his letter was prompted by a desire to protect Arab interests. Tweny says he believes Saddam's resignation in exchange for asylum would remove any pretext for the United States to wage war against Baghdad, a war which Tweny believes would be followed by an American occupation of Iraq and attempts to further dominate the region.
If we can avoid pragmatically a disaster and the cataclysm that is going to happen here, it's worth it, because we do not want to be subjected to America's grand design or doomsday scenario.
No Arab government has publicly called on Saddam to resign, but in Saudi Arabia, Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal said recently that if war became imminent, he hoped that Arab countries would be given a chance to try to broker a peaceful solution. An unnamed Arab official told London's Financial Times that one of the options might be for Saddam to leave Iraq. Lawyer Shibli Malat says the sooner Arab governments openly back the call for Saddam's resignation, the better.
Part of the reasons why we have issued that appeal is because there is no Arab voice. Partly because the Arab governments are scared of Mr. Hussein, and they shouldn't be. And partly because their legitimacy, unfortunately, is very weak. So it would be difficult for them to call for change.
Malat says he doesn't expect a leader like Saddam to willingly resign. But he says the Iraqi leader could come under increasing pressure as his supporters and other Arabs realize that his departure would spare the region a war.
If you create an atmosphere where his telephones stop ringing, where his people, even his closest people, stop taking orders from him, then it doesn't really matter whether he surrenders or not. He will have lost power.
Analysts here say it's unlikely any country in the Middle East would offer Saddam asylum. It would be considered too politically risky. But publisher Ghassan Tweny says he welcomes rumors that other countries, like Russia, may be willing to offer the Iraqi leader safe haven. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Beirut.
The time is 21 minutes before the hour.